On the line right now is Seymour Deputy First Selectman Len Green. He's laughing because it's taken me 15 minutes just to get that intro out of the way. And that's because I'm old, I'm out of shape, and I had to shovel 10 inches of snow. Len, so how is it up in Seymour? I know Kurt Miller is off lobbying the federal government for I'm not sure what, so he's out of town, so you're sort of holding down the fort a little bit. How has Seymour made out so far in this snowstorm?
Well, I feel as old and out of shape as you after shoveling this stuff myself, but Seymour's actually done pretty well. The town crews were able to get ahead of the storm. They started extra early this morning and started pre-treating the roads and preparing properly, in addition to our emergency management division and our emergency services as well. And so we've stayed ahead of the storm pretty well. Obviously, there are a few exceptions here and there, but for the most part, we've done all right. And, you know, the storm turned over from the pretty heavy stuff earlier today into sleet, some kind of a sleet mix here, and made it a little heavier, unfortunately, but the accumulation level was a little bit less than I think we anticipated. So that actually, to some extent, worked in our favor.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a lull, I think, at about 1 o'clock or so, because we experienced this. I'm a little south of you in Derby, but pretty much the same thing here. It was a lot of snow early, then there was a little let up, and then it changed to sleet and gave like the DPW guys time to eat, maybe grab lunch, but it made that snow really heavy to shovel. How about, have you been in contact with any PD, EMS, fire department during the course of the day? How are they making out in this weather?
Yeah, I've been in touch with the head of our emergency management in town here, Tom Amy. He's given me periodic updates throughout the day, and everybody seems to have been managing okay. I know that the PD was particularly happy that the vast majority of people actually heeded the travel ban, both by the governor and also the recommendations that the town put out not to travel on the roads. So there hasn't been too much action in that sense. People have been pretty smart, it seems. And that has worked out well. So, you know, I think now it's a matter of trying to wait till the last vestiges of snow and whatever this stuff is falling out of the sky right now finishes up, and then hopefully people can take their time and clean up and not overexert themselves, because as you said, this is pretty heavy stuff. So.
Yeah, definitely. And Seymour has it a bit tougher than some of the other towns because you've got some rural areas there. Have you heard from like any residents, any complaints or anything like that, that there, my road hasn't been plowed, or is it pretty much quiet? I mean, I was looking at the Office of First Selectman Facebook page, which is pretty active. And if somebody has an issue, they'll definitely post it there. But it looks so far so good.
Yeah, so far I haven't heard of any specific complaints. You know, I'm sure there might have been some people inquiring here and there with our head of public works or possibly some of the firemen or PD. But for the most part, I haven't heard of any specific complaints. I think people are pretty understanding. This is a big storm and there was a lot of expectation. So, you know, our guys have been very active. The public works department in particular, as I said, got out there extra early. So I think people are recognizing that, you know, they're doing their best job, and, you know, we'll continue to work through it and hopefully stay ahead of what's left of this storm. And the cleanup process will go quickly, and ideally by tomorrow sometime, things will pretty much be cleared up.
Okay. Len, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes, you know, to step away from your family for a second there and to talk to us. I really appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate having the opportunity, and thankfully my daughter Madison here was one did not pipe up too much, hopefully, so.
That's always the thing. Like my daughter, I was on the phone with Anthony DeFalla from Derby Public Works earlier, and I could hear my wife saying, okay, you got to stay out of it. And of course, that's, you know, you tell my daughter that, and she comes right in. So you got to love kids.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Len, have a good day.
You too, Eugene. Take care.
Thank you.